If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show that has won Best of Rhode Island a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, podcast, because, you know, we're good like that.
You know what's pretty cool is we've won as long as there has been a category for Rhode Island's Best Podcast.
I like to think they created it for us. I won't necessarily say that's the only reason why. There are a number of great Rhode Island podcasts.
There are.
As a matter of fact, as we record this right now, there is Podcast Movement, which is the huge podcast
convention.
It's the convention. It is the end all be all for podcasting. So
yes,
that is going on right now.
Sadly, I'm not there.
You left as it was coming in, because you were in Orlando over the last week.
Yes, I was already in Orlando, and so that's where the podcast convention is currently going on as we're recording this. You know, you can only fit so much into your summer, especially, you know, with kids and everything. But yeah, my husband Blake and I, we were down in Orlando last weekend for my conference for my Minute with Mary business, and then also Blake and I decided to hit up Disney and Universal Studios for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which are two things that I have never done. Like, I'm a kid at heart.
And sure.
When I tell people that I've never been to Disney World before or Universal Studios, that, you know, so many people's jaws drop to the ground. But it costs a lot. It's a big investment in time and money.
This brings up a great question.
Yeah.
It was your first time going to Disney. Was it Blake's first time going to Disney?
No, he had been tons of times in his youth.
So it's your first time going to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sad, or do you regret? I don't know if regret's the right word, but do you kind of wish, I wish the first time I could have done it with the kids? Or are you of the mindset of, even though I'm an adult,
mm-hmm,
I don't care, the first time I want to do it, just my husband, no kids, just go for it. There's no wrong answer.
Oh, no. Yeah, for me, because I only had one day in the park, I am so glad I didn't do it with the kids. I said that probably 50 times. You know, I went in August, the hottest month of the year, to be in Orlando. Being a Rhode Islander, you know, I hate the heat anyway. I hate sweating. I mean, guys, it was seriously like 96 degrees, pretty much 100% humidity.
Yeah.
I was crabby. I myself turn into a young, whiny child when I feel like that. So for me to be able, you know, I knew I wanted to be there from opening till closing. And I think when you go with kids and it's that hot and they're young, you really need to factor in nap time and breaks. But also, there are rides that I don't think my children would have liked. I think they were too extreme, a little scary. My son, for example, he doesn't like to be shifted around too awfully much. So it's not that anything was like really frightening, but for my kids being as young as they were, they're more aimed towards the teacups and, you know, Dumbo. And I'll tell you, I did not do those rides because I know that when I do come back one day with my kids, I'll do it with them. But 100%, I'm glad I went without the kids.
All right. So I went to Disney. I've been to Disney one time in my life.
Ooh, yep.
Yes, and in one day, we did MGM, Magic Kingdom, and Epcot.
How?
In one day.
How? Oh, my gosh.
It was actually Thanksgiving Day, and I went with a girl I was dating at the time,
mm-hmm,
and I swore I would never return to Disney ever again.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to punch the mouse right in the head.
That sounds... I mean, the thing is that one day I was only in the Magic Kingdom. I think that's the way you need to do it, is like park yourself for one day in one park.
Yes. One park, one day. Not three parks, one day, like Captain Crazy over here did. That was just absolute madness. I was miserable. was not good, but it was the one day we had to do it. She was going to school down there, but nevertheless, water under the bridge, as they say. So asks the question, and you can comment on our Facebook page. If you're going to Disney for the first time as an adult, do you do it with the kids or without the kids? Let us know over at the Wicked Roadie Facebook page. Or you can share it with us on Instagram as well. We're social in all the right places, like MasterCard, everywhere you want to be. And if you tuned in while you're on the road, working or getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
So what do you have lined up for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick, Ben?
It is the 53rd annual Washington County Fair taking place right now through Sunday, August 18th. It is just amazing fun for the entire family. Have you ever been to the Washington County Fair, Mary?
I have plenty of times and I go dressed up.
Pro tip number one. Do not go to the Washington County Fair after washing your vehicle because you are parking in a lot that they do water it down, but it is dirt and grass. And after a few days or a few days of being driven over the grass, the dirt tends to come to the top. And I made the mistake the first year I went and had a fresh, clean vehicle, clean the inside and outside. And yeah, well, that all went to... went for naught, but nonetheless, this is going to be a great, great weekend of shows and stuff. The day this recording comes out on the Thursday, Jimmy Allen will be there, country recording artist Jimmy Allen. On Friday, Lone Star will be performing. Saturday, Daniel Bradbury, and on Sunday, Matt Steele. And this is just that is included in your ticket price. You don't have to buy a separate ticket to hear that. Those concerts. They'll also have, obviously, the Rockwell Amusements on the Midway. They have a bunch of 4-H things going on, agriculture displays, Future Farmers of America, livestock. They'll have the tractor pulls. They'll have arts and crafts. They have all the good stuff. Of course, if you just happen to be in the market and you don't know where to go shop for a hot tub, they will have a few vendors there, I'm sure, selling hot tubs. It's always my favorite. You know, it's like, oh, let's go to the county fair and buy a hot tub. Should have seen it when you went to the Big E last year, and there were just these big, massive tents, like 100 by 100 tents, just loaded with hot tubs, and people were buying them like crazy. That's what you do. I guess you get a bag of kettle corn and a hot tub. But nonetheless, there'll be plenty of food. Speaking of kettle corn, plenty of food and drink down there. It's going to be just a spectacular time. Of course, it takes place right down there in South County. Find the links for the directions, but this is truly a wonderful, wonderful
a quintessential event. Rhode Island thing.
It really is. And admission is only $11 for adults. Kids 10 and under are free. And they are old school here, folks. Cash only, so bring that green stuff. They will have ATMs down there, but there's usually a big line for the ATM. It's second only to the line for the bathrooms.
Yes,
is the line for the ATM. So bring the bring the old cashola, and you'll be well served there. So it's the Washington County Fair going on now through August 18th, 53rd annual. Don't miss it.
Well, that's what was wicked interesting. And now here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
I just get so excited, Mary, that, you know, I forget to read those one-liners that we have at the end there. I'm like, all right, if we end this quicker, I can get down to the Washington County Fair and get myself some, maybe a funnel cake or something.
A turkey leg.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
Some fried Twinkies.
Something. All the fries.
Have you had
all
a fried Twinkie?
No, I have not.
It's very disappointing. I'm not going to lie. It just becomes one big smush.
Yeah, well, most things that go in the fryer later that don't have the consistency of a protein do, like chicken fingers. That's the only thing I think that comes out okay.
I have
nonetheless,
had cookie dough anyway. Yes.
Really?
it's really good.
All right. Tune into the food pod, the fried podcast, sponsored by Crisco.
Hey,
what's coming up?
There you go, right? Well, if you want to see people be active who probably aren't eating tons of fried things, you might want to head on over to Rocky Point because they're going to be having their historic baseball festival on Saturday. All day, 8:30 to 4. And by the way, guys, all of these things that we're talking about, this is a perfect weekend to go and do something in Rhode Island. It's going to be a beautiful weekend here in the Ocean State. So on Saturday, the Providence Grays are going to be presenting this Rocky. This is the first ever Rocky Point Historic Baseball Festival from 9 to 4. Five vintage teams from the Northeast are going to be playing five games following the rules of 1884 and 1864 on two fields throughout the day. They're going to be having the New York Mutuals Baseball Club, Connecticut Bulldogs, the Drigo Baseball, and Boston Union Vintage Baseball. They're going to be welcoming, wow, of course, the Grays as they inaugurate this festival. Admission is completely free. So if you yourself are like a baseball fan, you want to see how it was played in the good old days. This, of course, you know, Rocky Point used to be this big amusement park too that was around for a very, very long time.
You could go with your family. You could go with your friends. A summertime tradition.
Right? Oh, we need the whole song. Rocky Point.
Yes, so, I think I messed it up, but that's okay.
And, you know, the Providence Grays like made really big history. Babe Ruth even played for them. So this is a big deal thing. So they're going to be having an opening ceremony with the first pitch. There's going to be tons of fun things. So once again, if you're someone who likes baseball, if you want to see how it was played in the good old days, this is something you want to check out right in Rocky Point in Warwick all day on Saturday.
Awesome. Hey, Mary, the 92nd annual Pawtucket Greek Festival is happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, it opens up at 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, it opens up at noon. And it's happening at the Assumption of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church in Pawtucket. That's on Walcott Street. Mm-hmm. This is just going to be an absolute festival where you're going to eat, sing, dance, celebrate the music, spirit, culture, and cuisine of Greece. This is, you know, the Greek cuisine. You know, you're featuring the gyros or the gyros.
I call them gyros.
Gyros. There's so many different ways.
I always get confused.
I usually just point and say, "Give me one of them."
They're delicious.
You'll have baked lamb shank. They'll have the Slovaki, the grape leaves, the roast lamb, masuka, everything like that. They'll have the dance performances provided by the renowned group Pride Dance Troupe. They'll be doing all the, I love the music there too. You just bring, mm-hmm, bring up BYON, bring your own napkin so you can shout Opa as you swing it about your head. They'll have beautiful, artwork and great, you know, things that you can enjoy, clothing and whatnot to check out. They'll have the aromatic Greek coffee, mm-hmm, accompanied by Paxmaida, which is biscotti. I am offending all the Greeks in my sincerest apologies. Of course, they'll have the baklava cheesecake, and you can sip a glass of ouzo. It's
I'm drooling, seriously. It's only 9:30 in the morning that we're recording this, and I love Greek food.
You need to be at the Assumption of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church in Pawtucket this weekend. That's where you need to be. It looks like they have decent parking, but you know how I like to roll. You park somewhere on the outskirts, or just call Uber or Lyft and have them take you to and from.
Smart.
I'm sure that'll be it's a much easier way to enjoy the entire experience. What else we got?
It is. Well, on Sunday from 3 to 7, if you can't wait for October for Oktoberfest, don't worry, because Foolproof Brewing Company in Pawtucket has Oktoberfest. Get it? Like August, Oktoberfest. Oh, they're just so witty.
They are. They're very smart. Give it to them.
So this is a great event going on once again Sunday afternoon. It is a 21-plus event, so no kids, no pets, but it's going to be an amazing festival. They're going to have the live brass music from the Kickin' Brass Band, food from Great Northern BBQ Company, an inflatable slip and slide. And remember, I said no kids. So this is an inflatable slip and slide for us adults listening to this. Games, competitions, and of course, loads of beer. So if you're a big fan, I mean, Foolproof Brewing Company is one of my favorite brewing companies here in the Ocean State. They always have a great variety, and there's a ton of different ticket levels and packages, so you're going to want to check that out. But it's a good time. So if you're a fan of the brews, you don't have to wait till October.
So if there's an inflatable adult slip and slide,
yeah,
that means you're going to get wet.
Yeah.
All right, white t-shirts for everybody.
not.
duly noted. Duly noted. If you want something if you want something more family friendly, well, it depends on how you want to look at it. VW's On the Hill Car Show happening over at Diamond Hill State Park on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You know, the punch buggies everybody loves to highlight when you're driving about. Well, this is the third annual VW's On the Hill Car Show. They had over 100 of these cars last year. You can register if you have a car, but if you just want to come and check out the excitement and the fun, the Gotta-Q BBQ people will be there. Alien Ice Cream will be there as well during the show. And it's, you can, if you want to swap stuff, you have that option. If you want to show your car, like car stuff.
Like what is swap stuff? Like people say, like, I'll switch a horn for your horn?
Something like that. You know, people who have VWs, not that I'm very knowledgeable in this, but chances are they have one or two extra parts in the garage, or 1,000, and they say, hey, I have a bumper for a 68, but I need a fender for a 64. Mm-hmm. You have this, let's swap. So they will do that there. So it's, you get to meet and have fun with the people there. So that's cool. What's happening. But again, it's over at Diamond Hill State Park, which is a beautiful location. Check it out Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
We've got a couple of great activities for you to do that are family friendly. First up, on Sunday from 11 till 4, Free Play Arcade is going to be having another family day. So, of course, family day means that kids of all ages get to enjoy all the arcade games, skee ball, air hockey, and pinball. If you have not yet been to Free Play, it's amazing. You pay your cover, which on this day is going to be $10 per person, and then all games are free. Completely fun and exciting. And these are old-fashioned arcade games. So whether you go without kids or if you want to take your kids on this day, it's a great place to check out. Once again, that's Sunday from 11 until 4.
Well, Mary, we also have a fun weekend. And listen, there's not a lot of games left. Right now, as of the day of this recording, there are 14 games left, and we're winding down quickly over at the Paw Sox.
Yep.
But this weekend, we have some fun stuff happening. We have the, on Friday, we have Replica Ring Night. So the first 3,000 fans get a free Replica World Series ring. And these things look pretty authentic. They're pretty cool looking. They're great. So that is happening on Friday. On Saturday, we have our country music post-game fireworks show presented by Cat Country 98.1 and IBEW Local 99. This is a great, great fireworks show. It's going to be super fun. Great country music, fireworks, a ball game. What more do you want? Sunday, family fun day. There's so much happening. First off, the first 5,000 fans come and get a free baseball card set of the Paw Sox.
Very cool.
You come early enough, you can play catch on the field before the game. You can play catch on the field. After the game, you can run the bases, presented by Flood Auto Group and Light Rock 105. And they've changed it this year, Mary, because they used to say you run around one time and that's it. You can keep running laps until your heart's content.
Tuck yourself out.
Just keep running. Just keep running. Or, if you're smart, let the kids keep running and they fall asleep on the way home. And then the last part of the Sunday fun day is the bark in the park. Mm-hmm. So you can bring your dog to McCoy on Sunday. All dogs and owners will be allowed in the white tent area behind first base for the duration of the game. You can, that way you'll be able to walk Fido and whatnot over in the field there. And of course, you're going to have to pick up after Fido, but nonetheless, that's where you can enjoy Bark in the Park. It's all the fun things happening at the Paw Sox this weekend.
Awesome.
Mary, no matter where you are in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from the ocean, Connecticut or Massachusetts. So this weekend, I invite you to take a ride over to Massachusetts on Saturday, August 17th, to one of our favorite places. That would be Battleship Cove. From Saturday, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., they will be having the Steel Beach Barbecue. Now, this is a fundraiser with all the funds directly going to serve the mission of preserving the National Historic Landmark ships and the war memorials that are in the care of Battleship Cove. And it's the first of its kind. So you can go there, enjoy hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken, and much more. It's very affordable, and you get a chance to see these battleships. And of course, it's always fun when you go there and you see veterans, and you may not necessarily for the kids, the younger kids, but if you're an older person and you don't have the kids with you, go talk to those veterans. Mm-hmm. Go say hi and let them tell you the stories about what they experienced. Chances are they didn't serve on one of these ships, but they may have served in the Navy, so they know about it. Your mom, Mary, is a Navy veteran, and I'm sure she can give anybody an education on all things naval. And
I know the Seabees song off the top of my head. There you go.
right on. And a good Rhode Island staple right there.
Yep.
But it's pretty cool to check it out. And of course, having a barbecue there on Saturday, it's a great spot right on the water, and it's there to help support Battleship Cove and all the different stuff. And you know why they call it a steel beach?
No. Mary. Oh, because of all the steel. There you go.
There you go. There you go.
There you go, man.
The barbecue actually The barbecue actually takes place on the fantail of the Battleship Massachusetts, Big Mamie, as they call her.
What's a fantail?
So, that's the backside.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's the back. You shake your tail feather back there.
There you go.
Good time, so.
There you go.
Happening on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., Battleship Cove, Steel Beach Barbecue.
As you all know, Wicked Rorty is proud to partner with United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about amazing opportunities for you, your family, your friends, anyone who would like to volunteer in and around Rhode Island. And being that it is almost September, it's time to start thinking about the children here in the Rhode Island area. So first up, we have the Gotta Have Soul Foundation. And this is a great opportunity for those of you who understand WordPress or Photoshop. So Gotta Have Soul provides new footwear to children living in shelters. And they need a volunteer to help perform website maintenance for only 5 hours a week. So once again, if you're someone who's techie, you understand WordPress and Photoshop, they're looking for you.
Yeah, yes, and they would greatly appreciate any help you can give them.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island, they are looking for mentors. And as you mentioned, you know, Mary, as we're getting out of the summer and starting to head back into the school year, and as people start settling down, this may be the opportunity to fill that time with something awesome, like being a mentor to an elementary student in a supervised group setting in the South Providence area. So the commitments are Tuesdays from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. You just need to do a little bit of a training and whatnot, and they'll get you through that. They also need volunteers to help mentor boys. They need, you know, essentially big brothers at this point. So they're looking for that. It's a 6 to 8 hour a month commitment, 18 month minimum. If you're 19 and older, just reach out to them. The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island, because they do wonderful work over there. And if you would like to learn more about the United Way, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedrodypodcast.com.
Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. You can just search us at Wicked Rody. And if you're taking any photos in and around the Ocean State, we want to see them. Use the hashtag Wicked Rody.
Don't forget, we talked about at the top of the show, if you have been to Disney, or if you're thinking of going to Disney, or how would you approach Disney for the first time as an adult? Would you take the kids or not? I want to hear from you on the socials.
Yes.
And if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can just email us, wickedruddypodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook. And that offer is, of course, open to the good fine folks at Disney. If you would like to send the co-hosts and their families down to Disney on an all-expense trip paid,
we'll
gladly talk about it and be social with our friends. So
that's
just putting that out there.
Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm the shameless Ben DeCastro.
You've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.